All right, now it's time for the kids to come up. Hello, good morning, how are you? Oh, I got to get a mic on me. All right. Can everybody hear me? Okay. Let's see. I think today... Boy. I think... Put it on my pocket. Good idea. That's better. All right. Today, I think we're going to play a game. You guys like to play games?
Yeah!
What's your favorite game? Anybody got any favorite games? What's that? What's your game?
My favorite game is...
What is hide and seek? That's a good game.
Rummy.
What is it? Rummy. That's a good card game. Yep, that's fun to play. Ring Around the Rosie. Yeah, that's a good game. All right, well, we're going to play a game today. And I'm going to teach you how to play it. It's called...
I know what my favorite game is.
What is it?
Make a game with 2 or 18 bananas and so hoping then I just grab it and just... And if you go like this... And then you lose.
Oh.
That's our favorite game.
Well, we don't want to lose, do we? I'm going to teach you a game called the Ambassador Game. And it's kind of like... Follow the Leader. Do you ever play Follow the Leader?
Yeah.
Right? So, we're going to play a game, though. We're going to use an ambassador. Does anybody know what an ambassador is?
Yeah.
Maybe a leader.
A leader?
Isn't it like the second-hand man to the king?
Maybe. So, he's a leader, and he or she would be second, maybe, in a country.
I mean, a leader.
So, an ambassador... Say an ambassador for the United States, right? Peru, right? Ambassador for the United States to Peru as a country would go and live in that country, and he or she would tell the people of Peru whatever the United States wants them to be told, right? They represent the United States. So an ambassador is the one who tells somebody what needs to be told from the leader, right? So I need... What we're going to do is we're going to have an ambassador. One of you guys can be an ambassador. I'm going to whisper to you what I want you to tell everybody else to do, and then you tell them what to do. Okay? Is that... You understand? I need a volunteer. Come on.
Yes.
All right, come up here. I'm going to whisper to you, tell you what I want them to do, and then you're going to tell them what to do. Okay? All right?
Stand up.
Oh, go ahead.
Yep. Stand up, bend over, and touch your toes.
My legs are longer than my head.
All right. Well, I think he did a good job because he told him exactly what I told him to do. He's a good ambassador. All right, have a seat. I need another volunteer for ambassador. Who else wants to be ambassador? Come on up here. All right.
Like a bird.
All right. Another really good ambassador. I asked her to tell them to flap their arms like a bird, and she did exactly what I told her to tell them to do. I'm going to pick... Kim's going to be my next ambassador. All right, Kim's... I'm going to tell her what to do.
I'm ready.
Are you ready? I have to remember what I want you to do. All right, here we go. Ready?
Yeah. Hug yourself.
Wait, that's not what I told you to tell them.
This is better.
That's better? Well, what did I tell you to tell them to do?
You told me to tell them to rub their tummies.
Rub their tummies?
And rub our heads.
Well, I don't know. I'd say Kim is not a very good ambassador, because she didn't tell you to do what I told you to do, right? Well, actually, I told Kim to do that. She didn't really mess up. I had her do that on purpose, to make a point. An ambassador has to tell. We're done playing the game now. So I'm going to explain.
I'm in the road, so I should be.
I'm going to explain why we played the game, right? So, an ambassador, like I said, is somebody who would tell the people what the leader wants them to do, what the leader wants them to say. And, you know, in the Bible, Paul, the Apostle Paul, tells us about being ambassadors for Christ, right? To do what Christ wants us to do for the people, to tell the people what Christ wants us to tell them. And if we don't tell the people what Christ wants us to say, if we don't do what Christ wants us to do, we're not being very good ambassadors for Christ, right? Would you say? We're being ambassadors for somebody else who we don't want to be ambassadors for. So it's very important for us to do, as Christians, exactly what Christ wants us to do and say to the people who need to hear that message, right? You think so? All right, good. Let's pray. Hold your heads and bow your hands. Yep. All right. Thank you, God, for letting us be ambassadors for you. Help us always to do what you want so that we will be the best ambassadors possible. Amen. All right. I think that there are some goodies there in the basket.
This is scriptures to Corinthians 5, 14 to 21, 1797. Okay. For Christ's love compels us because we are conceived that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no more. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sin against them, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God, who made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
There's a girl in the corner with tear stains on her eyes from the places she's wandered and the shame she can't hide. She says, how did I get here? I'm not who I once was, and I'm crippled by the fear that I've fallen too far to love. But don't you know who you are, what has been done for you? Yeah, don't you know who you are? You are more than the choices that you made. You are more than the sum of your past mistakes. You are more than the problems you create. You've been renamed. But she tries to believe it, she's been given new life. But she can't shake the feeling that is not true tonight. She knows all the answers, she's rehearsed all the lines, so she'll try to do better, but then she's too late to try. But don't you know who you are? You are more than the choices that you made. You are more than the sum of your past mistakes. You are more than the problems you create. You've been renamed. You are more than the choices, acts you make. You are more than the sum of your past mistakes. You are more than the problems you create. You've been remade. Cause this is not about what you've done, but what's been done for you. And this is not about where you've been, but where your brokenness brings you to. This is not about what you feel, but what he felt to forgive you, and what he felt to make you loved. You are more than the choices that you made. You are more than the sum of your past mistakes. You are more than the problems you create. You've been remade. You are more than the choices that you made. You are more than the sum of your past mistakes. You are more than the problems you create. You've been remade. You've been remade.
In the song, You Are More, it talks about how you are more than your past mistakes. As a high school student, we go through different kinds of peer pressure. Drugs, alcohol, and body image. These are just a few everyday things that we need to learn how to ignore. Not all of us, though, are lucky enough to avoid them. We sometimes fall into the hands of the devil when we turn to these substances. When I was in seventh grade, which is a very young age, I was just starting out with confirmation class. Just starting to learn who Christ really was. I got into the group of wrong people. To make a long story short, I started smoking. And it was only when I was caught that I stopped. I fell. But like the song says, you are more than the choices that you make. At that point, I had made a big mistake. Once I finished confirmation class, though, my life started turning around. Like the Bible says in Corinthians 5:14-17, for Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view, though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. If there was one thing I learned in high school, it's that it's impossible to try to make everyone happy, but it's not impossible to live life so that you are happy. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors. As though God were making his appeal through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf to be reconciled to God. God made him who he had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. You may never become president or a famous movie star, but as one of Jesus' followers, you are definitely a VIP, an ambassador of Christ in the world.
Yeah. All right, we're going to move on to part two. And the scriptures come from John 3:22-36, which can be found on page 1651. After this, Jesus and his disciples went out into the Judean countryside, where he spent some time with them and baptized. Now John was also baptizing at Aenon near Salim, because there was plenty of water, and people were coming and being baptized. This was before John was put in prison. An argument developed between some of John's disciples and a certain Jew over the matter of ceremonial washing. They came to John and said to him, "Rabbi, that man who is with you on the other side of the Jordan, the one you testified about, look, he is baptizing, and everyone is going to him." To this John replied, "A person can receive only what is given them from heaven. You yourselves can testify that I said, 'I am not the Messiah, but am sent ahead of him.' The bride belongs to the bridegroom. The friend who attends the bridegroom waits and listens for him, and is full of joy when he hears the bridegroom's voice. That joy is mine, and it is now complete. He must become greater, I must become less. The one who comes from above is above all. The one who is from the earth belongs to the earth, and speaks as one from the earth. The one who comes from heaven is above all. He testifies to what he has seen and heard, but no one accepts his testimony. Whoever has accepted it and has certified that God is truthful. For the one whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for God gives the Spirit without limit. The Father loves the Son and has placed everything in his hands. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on them."
I made my castle tall, I built up every wall. This is my kingdom and it needs to fall. Want you and no one else, empty me of myself, until the only thing that's left is more of you, less of me. Make me who I'm meant to be. You're all I want, all I need, you're everything. Take it all, I surrender, be my king. God, I choose more of you and less of me. Need more of you. More of you. This life I hold so close, oh God, I let it go. I refuse to gain the world and lose my soul. So take it all, I abandon. Everything I am, you can have it. The only thing that I need is more of you, less of me. Make me who I'm meant to be. You're all I want, all I need, you're everything. Take it all, I surrender, be my king. God, I choose more of you and less of me. I need more of you. More of you.
Need more of you.
Savior, I surrender all to you. I surrender all to you, my blessed Savior. I surrender all.
All I want, all I need, you're everything. Take it all, I surrender, be my king. God, I choose more of you and less of me. And
So from our scripture lesson earlier, John says, I am not the Messiah, but am sent ahead of him. Christ sent us all to be ambassadors. Well, the question is, what is an ambassador? Dun, dun, dun. According to the Oxford Dictionary, an ambassador is an accredited diplomat sent by a country as its official representative to a foreign country. So our job is to be a representative for Christ, sent here on earth to spread his word and be his example. Being an ambassador of Christ isn't very easy, though. First, you need to overcome your sins and realize you are more than you think, because Christ loves you so much that he sacrificed himself for you. Yes, you. Yes, you, Mrs. Heim. Yes, you, Jenna. Yes, you, Jane. Yes, you, Lacey. All of you. It's pretty cool. Once you do that, you are ready for the next step. You have more, having more of God in your heart and less of yourself and your worldly desires. You can't represent someone if you have no intentions of having them in your heart. Let's revisit our scripture lesson from earlier. So, John chapter 3, verses 22 through 30. After this, Jesus and his disciples went out to the Judean countryside, where he spent some time with them and baptized. Now, John was also baptizing in Aon near Salim, because there was plenty of water and people were coming to be baptized. This was before John was put in prison. An argument developed between some of John's disciples and a certain Jew over the matter of ceremonial washing. They came to John and said to him, Rabbi, the man who was with you on the other side of the Jordan, the one you testified about, look, he's baptizing and everyone is going to him. To this John replied, A person can receive only what is given to them from heaven. You yourselves can testify that I said, I am not the Messiah, but I am sent ahead of him. The bride belongs to the bridegroom. The friend who attends the bridegroom waits and listens for him, and is full of joy when he hears the bridegroom's voice. That joy is mine and is now complete. He must become greater, I must become less. He must become greater, I must become less. Pretty cool. Also, like the song said earlier, I want you and no one else, empty me of myself. The only thing that I need is more of you. It can be hard sometimes to remove the things we work hard for from our hearts so that we can fill it with Christ. For from a personal experience, I know it can be hard. When I was in middle school, the only important thing to me was my image, which I didn't even like to begin with. Because middle schoolers, the only thing that they like, and not like, but want more than anything, is their image to be good. But once I started to fill myself with Christ, I really didn't care about my image anymore, because that wasn't my first priority. Now granted, wait, oh, no. Sorry. But another example is Jess, our missionary. She is spending 2 years in the Philippines to help spread Christ's love to the people who don't have it. That's pretty big. I mean, well. Now granted, the Lord might not want you to spend 2 years in a foreign country, but we really don't know until we fill ourselves with his love. And that's about it. Stay cool.
Scripture. It's the first time I'm getting to read this.
John 8:12.
When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of me. Matthew 5 said, You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your God, your Father in heaven.
Thank you. without a name. I hope you see Jesus instead of anger, instead of unbelief, instead of weakness in the heart of me, instead of a wounded soul that sometimes loses faith. I hope you see Jesus. I hope you see Jesus. I hope you see Jesus. Instead of voices in a faceless crowd, instead of prophets crying out from behind a shroud, instead of fingers pointing out the blame, I hope you see Jesus. I hope you see Jesus. I hope you see Jesus standing in my place, bearing all my shame. I hope you see Jesus. I hope you see love. Turn from love instead of the words we throw and the wars we wage. I hope you forgive us. I hope you see Jesus. I hope you see Jesus. I hope you see Jesus standing in my place, bearing all our shame. I hope you see Jesus standing in our place, bearing all our shame. I hope you see Jesus.
Passage John 8:12, Jesus states that he is the light of the world. It is then interesting that in Matthew 5:14-16 says, he then says that we are the light of the world. When people see us and our actions, they should be able to see the light of Christ shining through us, thus seeing the light of Jesus. And just as Smash Mouth says, you'll never shine if you don't glow. Now, to do that, we need to commit to Jesus, like Michaela said. That is just step one. Then, like Jake informed us, that once you start following Christ, you want to increase the desire to follow Christ and decrease your own worldly desires. John the Baptist told us in the scripture that he must increase, I must decrease. May we show our love by loving one another, by loving our neighbors as we love ourselves, by shining Christ's light for others to see. I understand that this may be tough to do at times. Trust me, I'm a teenager in high school.
I try my best to do this within my life. One example is there's this girl that I hardly know, and I know that she really dislikes me. I heard that she was going through a nasty breakup, so I told one of her friends to tell her a quote I read in the book Safe Haven that says, acceptance helps people move on with the rest of their lives. I knew that if I told her, she wouldn't take it seriously, so I told one of her friends because I just really wanted to see her get help. I did what Matthew 5:16 said. I let my light shine to others, and they saw my good deed. When writing this message, Mark told me that this example showed Christ shining through me by not wanting credit for that quote. Another example is this girl from band, let's call her Samantha, strongly dislikes me. It was day of a fundraising order being due, and my aunt is in charge of fundraising. My aunt ended up collecting the money before Samantha got her order in, and she was freaking out over what to do. I knew that she sold a lot of items, and her sister's order would then not get in either. I told her that I would drive over to my aunt and uncle's house after practice to give them her order. I didn't want to see her and her sister lose all that money and credit, so I went out of my way to try and help her. As I hope you see Jesus said, instead of pointing out the blame of her not handing in her order sooner, I tried to help her and solve her problem. Last example is a different girl from band, let's call her Gabby, was telling me about an upsetting experience that I knew about just way too well. I listened to what Gabby had to say, and I tried to help her out by telling her my own experience. I didn't have to, but I wanted to let her know that she was not alone in this experience. I tried to show her what I hope you Jesus showed me, that instead of having fear of what happened, being blinded by the shame of what happened, and the lies that she was alone in this, she wasn't alone, and she had other people that could help, and God would forgive her, bear all of her shame, and help her through this semi-traumatic experience that occurred, just as he has helped me through my own similar traumatic experience. I also tried to show her what I took away from a line from You Are More that talks about how it's not about what you've done or gone through, that Jesus took all those feelings of brokenness and forgave us and made us feel loved. These are just a few examples of what I've done to shine the light of Jesus from within me to others. Now, how can we make sure that others see the light of Jesus shining through us in everyday situations? Well, since we know that step one, like Michaela told us, was to commit to Christ, you've done that. Good job. Step two, as Jake told us, was to start following Christ and increase the works and desires of Jesus and decrease your own worldly desires. You've got that covered. You're doing great. Now, you got to make sure that the light of Jesus shines through you so that you can be a part of the light of the world. Your homework this week is to try to shine your Jesus light to at least one person. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we pray that we apply what we've learned today into our lives. I pray that you help everyone here commit to you, increase your desires and works, and decrease our own, and then shine your light to the rest of the world. We thank you, Lord, for being the light of the world and shining through us, making us the light of the world. I pray this in your holy name. Amen.
Oops. All right, please stand for the benediction. The benediction today comes from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 17 to 19. May Christ dwell in your hearts through faith, and I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and how long and how high and how deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of Christ. Amen.